Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Almost everyone understands that the words of Jesus, "Do unto others what you would have them do to you," are known as the Golden Rule. But in the real world, the Golden Rule seems to be, he who has the gold has the rule. Money talks, we say, and few would deny that money has power. That thought was the reasoning behind the sign which read, "Money is not everything in life, but it's way ahead of whatever is in second place." That's the way many look at it. But certainly, this is not the way God looks at it. It's quite amazing that the writers of the New Testament have so much to say about those who are rich, since the actual number of people who are rich is so very small. In the New Testament book of James, which came from the pen of the half-brother of Jesus, there is a stern warning to those who are rich. James begins, "Now listen, you rich people. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you." Earlier in his letter, James had warned church leaders against partiality, favoring the person who had money. In Paul's letters, there are frequent warnings to those who are rich. For example, in his letter to Timothy, a young man who was destined to be a church leader, Paul instructed, "Command those who are rich in the present world not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasures for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life." Why so much space given in Scripture to such a small number of people? First, God wanted those who are in positions of leadership in the world of business and commerce not to make money at the expense of the poor or to make it their god. He instructed business leaders to pay a decent wage for an honest day's labor. At the same time, God wanted those who are rich to understand that money can never buy happiness or favor with God. He wanted them, perhaps more than anything else, to realize what they have is a stewardship which can be used or abused, and to use money wisely. Does this mean that those who have money should give it all away as those who have none? The acclaimed pastor Francis Chan and his wife purposely downsized their lifestyle. They sold their home so they could experience the joy of giving more deeply. What's the bottom line? Money is immoral. It is neither good nor evil in itself. Like the scalpel of a surgeon, it can bring pain or tremendous help. It can bring comfort and blessing, or create division and difficulty. I have known some who were very, very rich, but their lives were totally unaffected by what they have. I have also known those whose gifts came with strings attached, who gave simply for the recognition that came with the donation. When such a gift was received by Amy Carmichael, laboring among the outcast children of India in spite of some dire financial needs, Amy refused the gift. She returned it with a brief note saying that such a gift was completely unacceptable to God. What we really have is to be used wisely for our families, the kingdom of God, and the improvement of the world around us.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.